Hi, this is your childhood calling. Just quick message to say, I'm sorry, that was really crap, wasn't it? But, you know, you've all got time to make up for it in your life as an adult, okay? Isn't that great? Oh, cool. Yeah, so, first of all, seeing your childhood suck so much, we're gonna do this package where you can go to college, so do that for about 4 years, work your ass off, be a poor motherfucker, and, yeah, then we're gonna put you in this job, okay? Okay, this is where it gets really good. Okay, so you got this job, you gotta turn up at 9 a.m. every day, and you gotta work like, basically a chicken in a cage, and, you know, poop out those eggs, okay? Because the world needs them. Okay, so, so you'll do that for about 50 years. Does that sound good? Meanwhile, we'll hook you up with someone where you can make a baby, okay? And really, there's no limit to how many babies you want. You could have, say, 15. Okay, so what the deal is, they shit the bed, okay, basically, and you're gonna have to eat it up. You're just gonna have to suck it up, okay? Forget that human feces stinks like the worst thing in the world, okay? And, you know, just stick a peg on your nose or whatever it takes, or, you know, film yourself. How, look at this pathetic dad who can't stand the smell of shit. Isn't that hilarious? Because the mom seems to be able to do it and blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway, so you've got your family, you've got your dog, you've been to university, you've got your job. Okay, now you're an old piece of crap, okay? And you can hardly do anything. This is where it gets really good because now you get to relax. You get to think back about your life and how amazing it was. And, you know, just chill it out. Like, you know, mow the lawn every day, wash the clothes. You know, you really don't have many clothes now to wash because you got your old brown suit that you wear like once a fortnight down to play bingo. And your wife, you know, she's gone now. She's buried in the ground. So you're basically alone. Your teeth are rotten. You stink like a baby again. You know, isn't that funny? Like, once when you're a baby, you stink, and now you still do. You pretty much stink all your life, really. The moment you move around, you stink. So, you know, why not just sit in the house and just rot? Okay, so, basically, you're nearly dead. Okay, so, you know, cool. Peace out, dude. Hope you loved your life. Sorry about that, it sucked. You know, and there could be a chance that you go to heaven. There's talk of Nirvana and, you know, not the 90s grunge band. Oh my god, that's funny. Oh, everyone gets that mixed up. Oh yeah, but Kurt Cobain killed himself anyway, so that's hilarious. Okay, so, okay, you're nearly dead. You're basically dust in a box, and you're gonna be, well, at first you get eaten by all sorts of bugs, and you decay and rot like a piece of shit that you really are anyway, and, so, yeah, okay, so you're rotting, your worms are eating you, and, you know, all your internal organs just turn to slop, basically, and there's probably still some poo in you, and that will just meld away, you know, eventually. Okay, so you turn to dust, and just, let's flash forward 1,000 years. Basically, you've turned back into Earth. Here's where it gets interesting. Okay, so you are part of the Earth now, and the part of you that was actually alive, the spirit, or whatever you want to call it, where is that? That isn't in the box. That flew away long ago. Okay, so now you're a worm, and you're giggling your way, and you're jiggling your way up through the Earth, and pop! Out you come, the sun is shining still, and you're a worm, and you wiggle your way through the grass, and you come up to an apple, and you're like, oh my god, I love these things. Okay, anyway, you get in the apple and you eat it out and you die and you're shit again. Okay. Anyway, bye-bye. Love you. Hope you enjoyed your life.